Those of you who've had malaria, I think, know what I'm talking about. I was a student at the University of Ghana in 1969-70, a student from my college in Wisconsin. And during that time there, I lived at Commonwealth Hall at the University of Ghana in Lagos. One time, sitting at long tables like this at supper in the dining hall, I started to feel a little bit strange. I'm not one often to miss a meal, but I decided at that point I just didn't feel right. So I got up from the table and walked back across a courtyard, down two flights to my room, which was not that far away. It was probably about the distance from here across the street. By the time I got to my room, I could hardly stand. I had a thermometer with me, and I took my temperature. It was 105. So I figured that I had gone from feeling relatively okay to having a temperature of 105 in about 5 minutes. Now, I had enough schooling on this kind of thing that I recognized what was going on. So at that time, the prescribed treatment for and prophylactic treatment was chloroquine phosphate. I had that with me, which I was taking on a weekly basis just to prevent malaria. Well, obviously it wasn't working. So it also had instructions on what to take for a treatment dose. So I began to medicate myself that way and was able to break the cycle and to recover from that. I did indeed have one recurrence after returning to the United States, but it left a lasting impression on me, and I look back on that and said, you know, I was a lucky one. Because the feeling of having malaria, and I was sharing this with Bishop Bickerton last night, it's like feeling your blood exploding. Now, I was a healthy 20-year-old college student. I was eating well, I was in good health relatively. If a person were to be hit with that when they are somehow compromised in either their nutrition or their health, it is devastating and it doesn't take long. And each time this parasite cycles inside a person's bloodstream, the effects are geometrically worse. So this is what's happening in these kids and these older people and the people who are compromised through HIV and other things. So what we're doing is important. It saves lives.